This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode of Random Order is brought to you by Privacy.com. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards. So that way, when you're shopping online, all your personal information and all your banking information, it's all protected. We work so hard to secure the bag, you feel me? So why not secure the bag?
I got lots of habits.
I got a bad habit of pressing this fucking bomb.
Where is it? There it is.
I gotta stop it, but I can't. Every time I try to stop, it's just like...
We haven't recorded an episode in a minute, so...
It's only right.
Can I get three of those?
Yup.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media. You know what I'm saying? Presented by Mush Studios. Recording live. Well, not live. Recording last week. Recording on Monday. From the Artscape Daniels Launchpad here in Toronto. My name is Jay Drip. My name is... What the fuck is my name again?
Drip, nigga.
My name is Jermaine. My name is Jay Richards. And it's Flap Out Friday.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jeez.
Put the sky in the background.
I didn't even know it's Flap Out Friday.
Did you hear?
Damn.
Be baby Trey.
In the building.
I guess that's what babies do. We don't really know what's coming up. We just know we wake up and we be a baby.
When you last time see a baby calendar?
Never.
Babies don't get calendars, man.
That's true. They be chilling. It's like,
nah, I know.
All I know is where my next meal is at. That's
it.
Like that. You know what
if
saying?
That.
You know. Yo, on a serious note, though.
That's a serious note.
Baby food is delicious.
We'll get to that. But first, my man, the chocolate one.
Yes, sir. Ha. Young Shells, you know? A little under the weather, though. But we here.
Sorry, you gonna make it?
Obviously, for sure, brother.
Yeah, I'm over the weather. Get it out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, my man, Faith Santa, the human bandana, handling the camera.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was off the dome.
I knew it.
Ooh. It's Flap Out Friday, man.
We acting up.
I like that.
Faith Santa, what's your 2K rating at? Faith Santa, what are you sitting at? You had a
nigga,
91.
Go outside, bro.
Nine. How many
go
days is that?
Go outside.
Do you start at zero? Is that a lot for
nigga?
To the 90 nigga, 2 days.
Yes.
Dunking what? On
it's
everybody.
Been like one day,
bro. That shit came out like what, a week ago?
I'm at 91.
On two different characters? Faitana's 91 on two different characters in the new 2K.
Yo, that boy.
Get
Faitana.
That man outside.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody pick up his whole chair and bring it outside with
him. Hey, nigga. Oh, it's because we didn't give him any fucking episodes to edit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I'm so happy I like removed myself from the 2K universe, man. Life's
oh,
better.
Done?
I haven't bought 2K in like maybe like 3 years. I got last year for free.
Explains why you trash.
Yeah.
Like,
for
I
sure.
Don't even talk shit. I want to play 2K so I can talk shit.
I'm trash in 2K.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck
I
that
will
shit.
Say, Boy Wonder is a phenomenal 2K player.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, Wonder, you can yourself. Fucking, you can fucking, he that nigga can fucking hoop in that game. In the game. Notice I say in the game.
In the game.
Oh, yeah. Not real life?
No, not real life. Why not real life?
See, I would tell someone if they're nice.
Okay. Yeah, I can vouch for that.
He's just not nice in real life.
Yo, this mango shit going crazy.
You know, a lot of niggas that are nice at 2K are not nice in real life.
Yeah, because it's like you have to make up for it. I can do this shit on the court. So it's like, what's up?
Yeah.
I will let you down in both. Real life and virtual. You'll be mad.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I stopped That's why I stopped trying to play ball.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, come on, Jay, come on, you're gonna have fun. And you're getting mad at me on the court, fucking screaming, bro, I don't even know you like that. I'm screaming. You get mad at me and shit. Nigga, I didn't catch it. Nigga, I didn't catch it. What, you think I want to don't catch it, nigga? I tried and it flew by my hand and everyone's mad at me. It doesn't feel good.
Like, call me fucking Butterfingers and shit.
Bro, like, yo, why are you sitting out? I was like, bro, you're fucking screaming at me. Yo, you're so scary to play with Ryan. And
I don't want to be screamed at. Oh,
and I don't want to be chosen last and shit. So I see niggas choose me first. My, you trying to be nice? All right. And then I just feel terrible when I let them down.
Ryan, our older brother, is the fucking scariest to let down. You can't get back on the fucking court. I was on the court like fucking sweating. I'm like, damn. That nigga better get on the court.
Yeah, really?
Holy shit. Yeah. I think I be saying this all the time. Ryan gives like probably 90% of our funniest childhood stories.
Yeah.
That nigga was funny.
That
nigga made us do some shit. Really? As a big brother, that nigga made us do some funny shit.
You look back on it like, yo, that was fucked up.
When I was that age, I was like, this is fucked up.
It's not right about this.
This guy told us to go to the dollar store.
Oh, shit.
And swipe his debit card. He said, start off with like 20 items. Was it like 20 items?
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't
like 20 to 30. It was a lot of items. This Whoa. Nigga gave us a list.
Okay.
Okay, Chimon, you mean, so listen, you're going to go to the dollar store, give me the chain blasters, the fuzzy pinches, or Henry's, give me the bag of hickory sticks, the barbecue flavor, and then
he knew everything I was there already, by the way.
This nigga knew every aisle, like, when I'm walking up the aisle, I was like, that's there, that's there, that's there, that's there. I'm like,
I know
right,
they
cool.
just read up on Snickers, so get two of those.
And make sure you get the Whoppers. The Whoppers chocolate, if y'all niggas know that, that shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I think it's called Whoopers.
Are they like the... Is it
malt
like
teasers and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a malt. Yeah, okay, like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two different brands, but... So, boom, we go to a dollar store, and this nigga had a swipe in his card until it worked.
You just count down. It's like a countdown of items.
Okay,
so
take this
works.
Off. He says, yo, just take it one by one.
I want he wanted the maximum items he could get.
That's a hustler.
And nothing, not even a dollar short of that shit.
That's a hustler.
Yo, maximum.
I read it.
Y'all niggas in the future.
I read it.
Got, I think like, there's like 20 or some shit like that.
Y'all niggas are privileged, bro. You guys can pick up your phone and check your statements. Niggas yo. Like us, we had to fucking take out items one by one.
That's so true.
But that's like checking out.
The bank probably wasn't close. Like, I couldn't just go to the bank and just be like,
to
okay,
see how much.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Yo, what?
That's a fact.
And you wouldn't want to do that anyways. Like,
I remember we came downstairs and this nigga was mad at us. This nigga was mad at us because he had two bones in his account. Nigga, what the fuck?
Bro, I don't
you forgot the hickory sticks.
What?
I forgot to put money on this shit. Right?
Yo.
Yo.
Holy. Yeah,
you have to go find
funny.
Out what your balance is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to put on clothes to be fucking let down.
Like
you get
that.
There, fucking walk through the snow and shit as a blizzard. Like, how much I have in this motherfucking shit? You get there, punch it in. Damn, negative. What's the fuck? What does a negative mean?
Fucking 14 years old. Like, yo, what the fuck did I have to do to get a negative?
Why is there a line? Why is there a hyphen there?
Bro, I remember we used to live up by what's that intersection in Brampton? Beauvais to McLaughlin.
Beauvais to McLaughlin. Yeah.
We used to stay up by Beauvais to McLaughlin. More like that's Beauvais to McLaughlin.
So
No. What's that? What's the intersection at where the Husky is and the Canadian Tires across the street?
Beauvais to McLaughlin?
No, that's
Beauvais and
Husky and thing?
McLaughlin.
Husky,
that's McLaughlin?
No, that's oh, yeah, that is McLaughlin. That's
Beauvais to McLaughlin
still. You lived at Beauvais and Edenbrook.
Yeah. But that intersection was Beauvais to McLaughlin.
Yeah, okay.
So that's where we live.
That's where we were, right?
Not there anymore, guys.
Yeah. So these guys were like, oh. So we're fucking there, and...
We weren't fucking. We're just there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the whole fucking story now. Yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, boom. So I went... This is my story. I'm Trevon Richards. I'm a baby. I forget shit. So we went up to that intersection, and it was like everything was there. You had your Chinese food. You had the dollar store we went to for Ryan. We had a Rogers. We were getting into that because niggas our age, we were renting games.
Yeah. Ooh,
niggas went to Rogers, Blockbuster. You were either Rogers or Blockbuster. I think 14 was got into it late or some fucking weird stuff.
They had like little
games.
Boxes, no? The little vending machine shits.
I'm just explaining the
stores that were there.
The stores that are there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll get back into Rogers and shit, but Rogers was there. That's where we rented our games. KFC. We had a Shoppers Drug Mart. That's like a Duane Reade. We had a fucking Taco Bell.
The Metro. Was
the Metro.
Was, was it something? I think it was. Was it Loblaws before?
No, it was A&P.
A&P.
Oh, real OGs. No,
yeah. Red Dragon, the Chinese spot.
Chinese spot, Red Dragon. And then we had a PC to sell. Mm-hmm. So you get your whole phone situation fixed there. Yeah. So it was just a spot to go to, but we had a Wendy's across the street. So you checked your
Wendy's
fucking balance for real?
Yeah, I worked at that Wendy's for like 2 months.
I think I remember.
I quit quick though.
Yeah.
Hoods was holding that shit.
Yeah. My nigga Hoods was there for a minute. Shout out to my nigga Hoods.
That nigga held it down. Hoods,
yeah.
So we had a bank in the corner. And we had the Wendy's, and I just remember, like, days I just did not know. I'm like, yo, do I have fucking 5 bones in there? Or is it 2, you know?
Yo, I should have it, right?
I got 4 bones, bro. Interest, what?
At least a 395.
550.
And then when you get over that topic, it's like, a junior cheeseburger's like a bone 29.
And you got to divvy it up. Like, 4 bones.
What I want with
plan
this.
Plan of action, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember a lot of fucking letdown winters when I'd walk all the way to fucking RBC and to see I have like fucking like 2 cents in there. I'm like, yo.
It wasn't even a bank. It's just a place where you find out how many burgers you're going to get.
Yeah. Like, yo, all right. I'm going to go to the burger place.
Burger checkers.
Renting games at Rogers was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I remember these niggas had a crazy selection. And every time we got a new system, we're like, yo, finally we can go over there. Mm-hmm. And I remember they came out with this deal. I think it was... It was 7 days, $7 for, what was the first one? The purple case?
The original ones? Oh, those were the WAC games. Those were 7 day rental.
7 day rental like for like
$4.99 or some shit, $4.99.
And then there's an orange case or some shit like that.
That one was getting premium,
bro,
I think.
Why did renting games die? Why?
That was so
weird.
I would still rent a game today, bro. Because some games you don't need to hold on to.
Hold on to that.
No, I could deal with this. Yeah, I like divvy up the games. Yeah, I have a lot of games.
Because you could just you could lend it, like, your system doesn't stop you from playing the same CD on someone else's shit, right?
No, you're a player.
Yeah, you have it.
Yeah.
So yeah, why the fuck did that happen?
Bro, but like,
it's a little service right there, bro.
Yeah, brother.
Bro, okay, so what was the policy with Rogers? I'm trying to think. You paid them $20, but like, I feel like you should have an account on there. So it's like, yo, if you fuck up my game, then it's some crash.
Yeah, you had an account.
Because it wasn't like that for us. Like, when we were young, we rented games with, like, cash. We had an account, like my dad's account. Mm-hmm. Maybe his credit card could have been on there.
So let's check his credit card.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get back to you on this.
We definitely still have a few of those games.
Yeah, I remember it was a brag. I'm like, yo, I took, like, 10 Rogers games. And the nigga's like, oh, fuck, I took 7. But I remember they had this fucking deal. Was that, yo, rent it and return it whenever you want. And I was like, what? Like,
excuse me?
That doesn't even make sense to me. So that bring it back
on ever? Niggas is trying to give away games at that point.
I'll bring it back earlier because I'm skeptical. Man.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't trust these guys. 2 days later.
Come on, my house is going to be fucking chained up.
Chained up!
Bro, at the end of the day, we didn't read shit. So that shit was probably in fine print. Like, yo, nigga, you got a month.
A lot.
A month tops, nigga. That's what we started.
It's like unlimited data. Like, that shit's bullshit, bro. Because what it is like they give you 10 gigs. And then after you go over the 10 gigs, they give you data, but it's a lot slower.
Yeah, that's why it's unlimited data, Liquor Star.
Yeah.
It's always looking for the Liquor Star. Yeah. That's so you know if it's too good to be true.
Facts. The Liquor Star is a mention. Okay, but you.
Okay, but you know I have to. It's not really this, right?
Okay, but
unlimited data.
Could I really give you that?
Like, think about it, bro. Like, what? That's teeth and me. After 10 gigs,
be reasonable.
Throttle that, and then, you know, let's slow down the speed, chill out. Then next month, 10 gigs.
Bro, it sounds so fucking sick, too.
Yo, better than you get the 10 and I lock you up.
Yeah, you know, at least you can load a 1-2, you know? Don't check the ground.
Bro, that shit, them deals be sounding sweet though, man. Like when I was a kid, I said them deals be sounding sweet.
Nah, for sure, bro. I remember when 50 Cent's game came out. Was it Bulletproof?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that shit came out, I didn't eat lunch that week.
Why would you?
I just saved my lunch money.
Oh,
went to Rogers.
Hold me a Bulletproof.
Do it that. Hold me a Bulletproof. Beat that game in a week.
Damn.
That was a good game.
They let you rent mature shit?
Yeah, because I had an older cousin that always that stayed with me, and he was into games too. So whatever game,
we have to bring our mom.
Yeah, we had to bring our mom.
That was a walk. Yeah. It usually be winter. We could like, yo, walk along with us along this fucking icy ass road. It was under construction too, so that road thing, it wasn't even a path. It was just people fucking made
you'd
the path.
You'd fall and go
could
down.
Could you imagine?
To the store.
This is when Brampton was in development, like this area.
And
like,
then there was a slope, and it was icy. So if you slip, you're just going down.
And then there's a river down there.
So yeah, come with us.
You guys went through the path, or
Along the road.
Oh, on the road?
Yeah, like, no matter what. You go around the bathroom through the road, but no matter what, you have to cross that road.
Could you imagine, bro, as a parent, your kid comes to you, Mom, can you walk with me?
I'm trying to hear this right now.
To get a video game, bro.
To get what?
To get a video game.
Oh, guns and shit in it, nigga.
Hold on, hold on. I gotta walk you there and it's gonna cost
me money? Oh my God. Yeah, salute to your mom.
No, I'm gonna use my money. I gave you that.
How the fuck do you think you got that shit?
As a kid, I didn't understand. Like, why though? Like, what?
What?
Come to the store.
Yeah, like, you don't want to come out the house?
Yo, from a kid's perspective, I may have to think deep and be like, okay, I'm trying to imagine. Nah, man.
What's this nigga thinking right now? What's this nigga going
Bro, like, when your parents just say, no, you can't sleep over your friend's house?
It's like, why?
Okay, but why though? I'm not even eating your food. I'm someone else's house, someone else's problem.
Saving you bread. You don't have to hear my shit. You don't have to wake me up.
For real.
But, like, why though?
I don't know, bro.
Like, oh, because I said. But why'd you say,
why'd you say that? Like, honestly, I just
if you gave me a reason, it's like, okay, I can have something to work with. But it's just like, no.
I feel you on that shit. Made no sense.
That's what just frustrates you as a kid.
I've been a good kid today. Did my schoolwork.
Yeah.
Schoolwork. Clean my room.
Clean.
Wash the dishes.
Wash my ass.
Bathroom's clean.
Yeah.
Can I go to my friend's house?
Nope.
Bro, sometimes I'd be so confused. I'd like, ask again.
It's so fucking, and I like, let me give you a second.
I mean, hold on.
Let me
give
you a minute.
Hold on.
I can't.
Hey, Dad, can I go to my friend's house? No. Look at Jermaine. I'm like, yo, the fuck? Dad, yo, can me and Jay go to our boy's house? No, man. No, dinner's almost ready.
After that.
I'll eat it when
can I eat after? What the
fuck? You know, when I get back, there's ways around that. That's not a roadblock.
The microwave works still, right?
Yeah, warm that up.
Okay.
Back from my friend's house.
I'm happy. You should be happy. Everybody's happy.
I remember this thing. It said, I'm like, Dad, can I go sleep over at Matthew's house? Trevon, man, just leave me alone. That's what I'm trying to do, nigga. We fucking go, bro.
My friend's house.
See, I cannot be here right now.
It's another level of leave me alone.
This doesn't have to be a thing, bro. Yo, I'm going to tell my kid, yo, go see where your fucking friend's house, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, cut.
Go.
Hey, bro, don't you have any friends?
I'm going to let, honestly, bro, I'm going to be like real chill. Like, I don't know. My girl probably about to be like, are you like, I'm about to say yes to everything, bro. Like, I don't know, fuck, bro. Like,
sure.
Yep.
Yep. You got it.
You should go ask Dad something. He's in the garage smoking pot. He'll say yes to anything.
What?
Just my youths. Remember, my youths are gonna know. Yeah, we're asking Dad. We're not asking Mom still, cause
bro, my youths are gonna know when to ask me shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's doing that weird thing again.
Smells like grass.
I don't know. His bathroom stinks though.
He usually says yes when that happens.
Bro, sometimes I'd see my dad smiling. I'm like, ooh, yo, Dad, swing me 20. Yeah, man. Yeah, just go.
Oh, yeah. When he's sipping on the wine?
Oh, yeah. To finesse. Yeah, you have to take advantage.
I
don't even
finesse. I'm just, what? I'm talking to my dad.
What?
40 bones. You want
40 bucks.
Your friends are over?
Oh, yeah.
But so, even sometimes you're trying to fuck off.
Yeah. Chill up. Unless you get a pinch under the table.
Yo, when my dad used a pinch, I'm like, bro, are you a crab?
Is that what you said?
In my domes. I'm like, bro, why are you pinching me?
I went to Taroni the other day.
Taroni? Say no more. I know where this is going.
Shout out to my baby G. It was her birthday the other day.
Happy birthday.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Happy birthday, Z. Happy birthday, Kev.
Now, save your fucking comment, because I don't give a fuck. I don't tip unless I feel like I need to tip. Unless I get some exceptional service.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You do something that is not in the rule book. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a tip.
Oh, shit. You're doing a handstand.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get a tip.
Take off my wallet.
But my girl presses me about tipping. So whenever we go out,
mm-hmm.
I put my debit card in. And when it comes to the tipping section, I hand her the shit.
So you do it?
You do it. She always hits 20%.
I'm sorry, guys.
There's no way you're getting 20% out of the kid. Because first off, 15% is already giving you extra money from your listed price.
Yo, I thought
talk about it.
Especially, we were at we were getting acai. And it says tip. I'm like, for what?
I'm
here. You're there. You gave it.
I left. I caught. You didn't do nothing, bro.
That, okay, if I'm not sitting down, I'm for sure zero.
For sure you're going to zero.
If my ass didn't warm two seats in here, don't ask me. Yo, no.
Oh, God.
Bro, if I go to fucking Wendy's,
20%. That's, I Googled acceptable tip percentage. And I Googled it because I always remember people saying, yo, 10% is minimum. Like, yo. 10%, that's what they got to pay regardless. I'm like, okay, they're getting ripped off. This fucked up, but okay, here's 10%.
Mm-hmm. No.
Minimal. And then they're like, yo, 15 is good. Like, do 15. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. I was doing 15. And then I did a little update and then I was talking to my friends. I'm like, oh, yeah, 15. Like, you only tip 15? I'm like, whoa, I thought I was a shit. Then it was like, you got to do 18.
To what?
And then
it's going up.
Now it fucking says 20.
Bro.
When is what? When are we at 50? When do the fuck we stop?
Like,
you don't double the bill?
Bro,
you piece of, have you ever worked?
I now it makes
double
sense.
Double the bill?
Bro.
No.
Okay.
By 2024.
Yo, some
by 2024, I cook at home only.
Exclusively.
I'm only eating apples.
Only eating at home.
Only eating apples.
I'm going fucking, yeah, vegan. Vegans don't get mad if you don't tip because it's like, you know.
What?
They probably do.
They get cheese, eh?
Probably
I'm just saying, yeah. Vegans are fucking nice people, bro. Some vegans, they're so happy in life.
I mean, not the ones that don't want to be.
Not PETA vegan, though.
Them niggas,
PETA,
yeah.
Them niggas is different.
Them niggas, nah. All right, anyways, new topic for yes. y'all niggas come from me.
But yeah, back to my story, though.
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I took her for a massage in the morning, right? Machine comes up. Tip.
Sorry, hold on. What did the machine say?
It said tip.
Oh, massage. Don't want to
give
tips?
A tip, right?
No, I said it before. Never mind.
Before
it made a noise.
Oh,
I was just trying to hear.
Before what noise did the machine make?
What I don't know. I don't know what noise it
made. Oh, that was just natural.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
You said the machine said something like that. It was smooth though.
Yeah, y'all know machines and shit.
That's saying DDD sometimes.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Machine comes up. Tip. Before I even pay, she said, oh my God, the massage was so good. It was so amazing.
Oh, not now, babe. Wait in the car.
So I put the thing. I wasn't even expecting to see tip on the shit, to be honest. But
yo, I can't do this today.
Fuck.
I didn't know what page you're on, nigga.
They know you already hit the first button.
Fuck.
Yo, you hit the button, it's like, that's the reaction.
Oh, one of those customers.
Yo,
I know where this is going. Oh, God.
Yo, there should be like a little GoPro in the desert machine. Yo.
What the fuck?
Yo, sometimes I see the fucking tip. And I'm like, all right, cool. I got a tip.
Yeah.
Let me just see what the suggestions are. And I see like 20 bowls. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Start at 10.
No, I'm telling you, bro.
Zero.
Take me there. Don't start at 25.
Oh, like I said, before I even pay, she's telling me the massage is so great. So when I see the tip thing, I'm like, ah, I know she's going to want a tip if it was her paying.
Oh, man.
So I give her the shit, 20%. All right, nigga, whatever, bro.
Whatever.
It's her birthday. Whatever.
Acting crazy on the birthday.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got crazy on the birthday, unfortunately. So, then we go to Taroni's. And honestly, the bill for Taroni was not bad. I thought it was going to be like worse. Like, uh-huh. I had the money on deck for like some crazy shit. But it was like
$10,000 just in case in cash.
Just in case, you know.
In case the fucking card declines, I got that cash, baby.
But it was only like $110, so it wasn't bad. But then, you know, the tip came up.
Oh, that fucking tip. That
fucking tip, bro. Headed it 20% again, bro.
What's 20%
of What's 20%?
Oh, shit, nigga.
That's like 20% of $110? I don't even. I think
it's
it was
like $12.
20, yeah.
$22.
You think so?
Nah. Mm-hmm. 120? Oh yeah.
It was 110 plus 20%.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is 132. So they got damn near what? What is that? 12, 20 books out of it? That's crazy.
Fuck with your reckoning. That wasn't a fucking equation, nigga.
22, no?
What?
So many buttons going on. Anyways, yeah.
Anyway, and that's pretty much our story. Like, I paid tip twice in one day.
But yo, like, yo, lot, okay, this is okay. The thing with, okay. Cause like I get it. Remember the first I was like, yo, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then explain, yo, well, in restaurants they did this and did that, okay, and they don't pay this. So
not my problem. But I get it.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
But massage, what? They didn't say it for massage parlors. You know what I mean? The same it's thing,
like, bro.
And it's already $100 for a Swedish massage.
You know what I'm saying?
What is the tip?
He didn't have to get the Swedish though. You know what I'm saying? He had to get the Swedish. If that was me, and I'm like, and you're trying. Okay. Look, if you can fucking convince me. Like, yo, this is why you need a tip. Like, in that case.
And maybe we'll talk.
Yeah, it's like, my man, you got the Swedish, though. You got the Swedish. You understand you got the Swedish massage.
That's right? Why it's 110 instead of 90.
Yeah.
So that's where that's there. Done. 120. Yeah.
There we go.
I'm there.
I'll give it to you.
Tip what? You did it. Take some of that.
Or just add it to the price.
I hope you're making money off of this business.
Yeah. So why are you here?
So sometimes they do that. Sometimes they put that shit in at restaurants. Gratuity.
Oh yeah.
You just learned about this shit. So apparently it's called gratuity.
Gratuity.
Yo, fucking Sheldon Einstein. It's synonymous for
gratuity.
Tip.
Gratuity. Okay. Nah, I say my T's hella hard. Sorry, bro.
Nigga. No, you don't. You just said Taroni fine. You said it quiet. Actually, I just went to Aroni. So you didn't even say the T. If I was a fucking server and you asked me if gratuity was in there, I'd fucking die.
I'd be like, yes, smart ass. Bro, you know on the bill it says sometimes, oh, gratuity is automatically added to parties or whatever, in a party of 10 or whatever it takes to make it.
If there's beer niggas,
and then there's still.
Then you want tip too. Why is the machine
why is there still a tip blank?
Bro? Machine should lock off the tip thing.
Cancel the tip situation.
That bypass that screen.
What do you mean tip? It's going to take the percentage of the tip that's already in the shit.
That's a green.
Bro, what?
Bro, I know everyone at home is probably squirming and fucking punching.
Yo, I guess so
right now.
These motherfuckers don't tip. I work in the restaurant industry every day.
I fucking served these guys before. Nah, but for real,
I haven't been there before. I can't lie.
I'm appreciative of what you do.
Yo, it's just like a fucking astronaut explaining what space is like, nigga.
I don't got it, bro.
I don't got it, bro. I've never been there before.
If I had it, it wouldn't be a problem.
Don't get mad at me for not understanding.
Fuck.
And like, why I don't like tipping is because there's a lot of things that come with it. And for all you guys out there, of course I tip. I leave a tip just because
sometimes
it's the right thing to do. If you give me great service, I'm like, okay, cool. If you're a fucking bitch, no, I'm not tipping.
But yo, I find myself still if they're mean and shit.
Yeah, why would I? How do you feel when you tip and the whole time you're like, I wish my fucking water got refilled in a timely manner, or you're like waiting for someone to come back and
then you start knocking off percentages.
It's like,
that's a strike, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I rot. Like, I can't tip after like I've been complaining the whole time to the person that I'm eating with.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Bring me 100. Raw food.
Earn a tip, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Especially when they try to make me tip off something, like you bring me raw food and then they bring a new plate. They're like, oh, we just took it off the bill.
Yeah, my girl's cheese right now. No,
thanks. What? Bro, what? Thanks.
I can go home now.
Bro, I don't like, just earn it. That's all I'm saying. Earn it. That's it.
there's just certain jobs where I'm starting to see tip and I'm like, for what? That's it.
Yeah.
Yo, they're just sneaking in. There's like,
you know what I'm saying?
They're trying to like, yeah. would you buy a bike, nigga's like, you got a suggestion? 25? You down? Some niggas a hit tip.
I have a fucking emoji going like,
bros.
With the signals and shit.
Bro, I'm so offended.
The fucking certain eyes.
Places.
Yeah.
Restaurants, they can ask for tip. Anywhere else?
Speaking of restaurants,
I don't
though.
Hear about it.
I was listening to this interview the other day, and a dude was saying the first date he went on with his wife, they went to dinner and shit. At dinner, it was like $100, $150 for dinner. He made up some excuse when the bill came that he couldn't pay. He's like, yo, can you handle the bill? Like, I'm left my wallet or whatever. So she paid the bill. They walked back to the whip. And he's like,
yeah, I'm really a frog, nigga. I'm convinced. I'm chilling. Like, I don't even do shit. I just hear a fucking croak. I'm telling you, someone kissed me croak? When I was a kid.
Yeah, I heard
bro.
That shit still. I thought it was me for a second. I was talking.
I'm croak away from the mic, nigga.
I don't know when it's coming. It just pop up.
Okay, man. It's a croak.
It just
podcast,
means I'm interested in the story, nigga. All right, continue.
So, yeah, anyways, they get back to the whip and he gives her $400. He's like, y'all, just testing you to see if he was going to pay the bill and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa.
So she won?
That's a concept. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, well, you're going to pay, nigga.
Huh?
You're not going to run with me.
What the fuck?
But you know how, some women are like, you know.
If they give attitude.
Especially the
shit?
First date, like, they don't feel like they should pay. And
first date, I didn't hear that.
All of that. Huh?
I forgot about the first date.
No, yeah, it's first date. Yeah, first date. First date.
Yeah, but like, same time, though. Like, why, though?
What do you mean? Like, why do you do that?
No, I mean, like, you know, first date, why?
Why do I have to pay?
Like, I get it because I still do, but like, why?
Yeah, I'm going to come clean. My first date with my girl, she paid. Yeah.
But yo, why not? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why there's something wrong with that.
I think it's about the vibe.
I'm going to get you the second.
I'm going to get you.
I think it's about the vibe.
Maybe third.
Probably every single one after that. I'll probably get. But
too much.
Maybe. Yeah. Not yet. But yeah, I was just, you know. I was like, that's kind of crazy. Like, you know, you have to put it to a little test.
Yeah. I hear that.
We still together?
That. Yeah. Sure. Married, kids.
Oh, that's it? That's where it started?
All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, yo, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, women just, you know what I'm saying? Just.
Yo, all right, fine. Let's
come with a little something. You know what I'm saying?
Put the wallet out. You know what I'm saying?
Pull it out. You know what I'm saying?
Out. Don't be afraid to pull it out.
Don't be afraid. Show me your license.
Especially if you're talking, you're talking about all these apps you want to get. You know what I'm saying? You want appetizers.
You want drinks. You want a mojito. That shit costs.
Oh,
money.
You want a Shirley Temple.
Oh, you want dessert too. I don't know the last time I had dessert at a restaurant.
Yo, I'm supposed to say no. If you ask me 1,000 times, I'll say yes.
Sometimes, nigga. I know a place I serve a mean white chocolate brownie.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's a staple right there, yeah.
Shit. Yo, by the way, you could get us on, you know what I'm saying, where we at? Spotify, YouTube. I mean, where are we again?
All that, Spotify,
you know,
YouTube.
Spotify.
Are we on Google Play?
Yeah, we're on
Google Play.
Are we on Google Play?
I'm looking to buy new hats. You don't know what you
reckon? Oh, some new hats?
Oh, you want some new hats?
You want some new hats?
Crazy that you asked.
Faitana's looking for
new hats.
There might be some other people like Faitana looking for some new hats.
You
know, headwear season is among us.
You know what? I may drop some news early if I can.
Yo, I think you should.
Go ahead.
I mean, people that listen to the podcast should get rewarded for different things. You know, they get little exclusives here and there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this,
you gotta go. Just for the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's for everyone.
Okay.
If you're watching or listening to this, you heard. The hats drop, or they should be dropping if everything's recorded planned.
Go check.
They'll be dropping Thursday, September 26th. I was about to say August. Thursday, September 26th.
Jeez.
If they're not out that day, they're coming out the Friday because some shit changed. Or just check our socials and you'll see what the little update is.
That's the Thursday coming up, guys. Real quick.
Thursday, 26th.
So next Thursday?
Yes.
This coming Thursday. I know, like, to fuck that up a lot for some reason.
This coming Thursday.
Next time it's Thursday?
Yeah. The 26th.
You're going to see three hats.
And you guys can also catch Jay and I at JFL. We're going to be doing a little show thing. Answering little questions, talking to y'all.
Yep, going over our work, the evolution, what it took.
Yeah,
you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Gonna be at JFL, the TIFF Lightbox.
When's that?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes. No, next Saturday. The Saturday y'all
coming
listen
up.
To,
yeah,
not
this
tomorrow.
Saturday.
The next Saturday.
motherfucking Saturday, September 28th. I'm saying a lot of dates.
What time?
Yeah, so write this shit down. Get a pencil. Pause it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, this is why we tell you guys to stay posted with our socials so you guys can just follow the shit and we don't have to stay here. Because I know all y'all niggas listening to this shit right now and not even grabbing your phone. Nigga, pick up your phone. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. Go get your phone, nigga. Oh, you probably listen to it on your phone. All right, look, check this out.
So unlock it. Press, put your finger on the scanner. Right, show your face.
Go to notes.
Go to your Instagram, follow us, and just stay updated with all this shit.
What's the handle?
4YE. You know what it is.
Oh, shit, real life.
Follow us there if you want to be interested in one of these hats, homie.
So that's 4YE. And then our other names right here, boom, at Trey Richards. You feel me? At J Richards. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay posted on all that.
Did you know Good Kid, Mad City is the longest charting hip-hop album?
For real?
Bro, that shit is still on the charts.
What's on? What,
Good Kid, Mad City?
Like top 100?
The album.
Damn.
The is album, like album charts?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Let me look
at this. Solid album.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Like,
I went back with a mature ear. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, fuck. Bro. 2012 that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, bro.
I have a story I wanted to tell, but like, I never knew if I could tell it. I'm not trying to talk shit on anybody, kids. But I will say...
Oh, that's never a good thing. You got to start it like that.
However,
there was this one time I was in New York and I was at this like little charity event, and it was a certain event ran by a certain organization, and one of these like legends was there, and I was like, I'm stoked.
Speaking
to see
of parables,
I was stoked to see this
person
guy.
Was there with his offspring.
The sun was shining.
How you say somebody was there, right? And I was excited to see this nigga. I watched him my whole life. You know what I mean? Doing what he do, playing his game, right?
Okay.
He was playing his game, and I was a big fan of this nigga. And I was excited to see him, excited to meet him, and excited to just kind of like just be a part of that certain thing that was going on. And after the game, we went to a bar to get drinks. It was like everyone that was kind of involved put together the game. This legend locked down this little bar. So it was like free drinks, free food and shit. And there's like family there and shit like that. And his kids were there. And I was sitting at the bar. I was sitting at the bar. And like one of his kids sat beside me. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sick. You know what I mean? Like, this is a little seed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he doesn't know his father's like.
Could be the next big thing.
His father's like, that's the shit. You mm-hmm, feel me? Mm-hmm. This motherfucker was bad as shit. Fucking kicking me and like
what?
Running away from his plate and like not finishing his food and shit. Like,
never had that problem.
Shit. Like, yo, he was just like fucking walking over everybody that day. It was just like, damn. Yo, like, I want a Coke. And the nigga got a Coke. And I'm like, holy fuck.
Shit.
Arrest this guy, nigga.
Bro, he came to me. He's like, yo, like, I want your seat. Or he took someone out of their seat. And the nigga just got up. And like, yo, this kid's just walking over everybody. And he knew. And I was fucking dying. Because like, I'm watching it. This is the day I realized niggas is human. Because I'm watching my fucking idol like get bossed up by this little kid. He's like, I want this. All right. Hold on. And he goes against him. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Spank? Wow. Like, yeah.
Yo, that boy would be mine upside down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Spank. Yeah, I got
everything falling out of his pocket.
I know certain people don't like that whole talk with their like spanking their kids and shit. I mean, if you don't have to, you don't have to. I was raised a certain way. But that story was a funny story to me. And it's just like, if y'all can figure it out. You tell me. But that shit was funny as fuck.
Nah, he knew his dad was a legend.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah, it's awkward wild. Dealing with like badass kids because you can't, like, okay, one, you don't fucking know this guy.
Yeah, I can't really.
Two, it's not my fucking seed. Yeah. And three, it's a kid. So, you know, you can't be like, yo, chill the fuck out. Sometimes I'd be wanting to be like, yo, chill the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Remember one time I was at a hockey game.
Fight deal, my kids like that.
I was at a hockey game. I don't want to talk shit about nobody kids, but. My father's peers, one of his offspring,
maybe one
was
of
there, and I was like in the front of the box, so closer to the ice, and then I just looked back because like this entity was cheering, okay. So I'm like, okay, I look back at the entity, small young entity, and like, what are you? I was like, oh, what the fuck do I say to this? Everyone was looking.
He said to you?
Yeah, I turned my ass around. Nigga, look straight. I'm like, yo, I don't know what to say from here. I was not expecting that. What are you looking at? Look straight.
No.
Bro, the kid had to be like 3 or some shit.
No. Let's talk about privacy.com for a little bit. All right. Look, when you shop online, you're basically handing over your personal information to people you don't know if you could trust. You don't even know these people. You don't know what happens to your information after your purchase, who still has access to what information, and it's scary. Feel me? I scream when I shop online. This is where privacy comes in. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards, so you never have to worry about getting scammed, and most importantly for me, you don't have to worry about sneaky companies not reminding you to cancel your free trial, because they will not remind you, because it happens to me. And you will wake up with $40 less in your account, and then you're going to scream. Privacy.com doesn't want you to scream. With Privacy.com, you can feel safe shopping on sites you're unfamiliar with. Privacy.com is held to the same security standards as your bank, so you can sleep like a baby even though you just shopped on the sketchiest site you've ever been on in your whole life. Control your finances like a true adult by setting a spending limit on your food delivery card, for example. If you have a problem where you keep ordering burgers all day, and then you look at your statement at the end of the month and you see you dropped $8,000 on burgers in 1 month, this feature is screaming your name. Save time with the Chrome extension. In 1 second, your virtual credit card information is filled out, so you have way more time to play catch and do push-ups or whatever you like to do. There are many more features for you to benefit from, so head over to privacy.com/randomorder. That's privacy spelled privacy and random order spelled like random order. And because you people are so gorgeous, for a free limited time only, you'll get $5 to spend on your first purchase as soon as you sign up. You know what I'm saying? That's free money. Why are we still talking here? Again, that's privacy.com/randomorder. Take control of your finances like an adult, protect yourself online, and have more time to do push-ups since you're not sitting there typing in your credit card information number by number like it's 1847.
I'm gonna experiment with being an asshole old guy.
Yeah,
because I can just yell at people and shit.
I'm gonna find a balance. Like, I feel like it's a balance, it's a healthy balance to where, you know,
it's expected sometimes,
you,
yeah.
But they don't, they're not afraid of you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, I was afraid of some of my relatives.
Yeah, for sure.
Didn't say shit. How come you don't talk that much? Like, yeah. Yo, you're fucking scary. Yeah, yeah. Remember that time you were yelling at me, nigga?
Who?
Just some relatives.
Oh.
You know, I couldn't get as close as I wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, why is that? Okay, let's give it away. Why is it not like the TV shows, though? Bro, I can't be that mad at a baby. At the end of the day, I can't be mad
yo,
at a kid.
Yo,
I can't be mad at many people, but like a kid?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't know. Maybe I'm underestimating it, but as of right now, bro, if you're like 3 and shit, you're gonna piss me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Like, you don't know better.
Little baby, yeah.
Yeah, your time will come.
Yo, speaking of little babies, I look, man.
Where's the segue going?
I have no idea. Speaking of little babies, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, everybody got to get their
money. Announcement time.
Everybody got to get their money. You know what I'm saying? I respect everybody on their hustle, getting their coin.
I thought so the special guest was the babies.
Yeah. People do, you know, different jobs and different positions, whatever, whatever.
Okay.
Some people choose to work at McDonald's. Some people choose to be a janitor. Some people choose to be a security guard. If you're a security guard, I see you on your grind. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a good guy. But sometimes I see security guards, I'm like, yo, I'm a great guy. But if I was a bad guy, I would fuck you up, bro. You're not securing me. And I wonder, like, yo, who are these? What are they securing? This, like, I could. Like, I'm not gonna. I'll never do that. But I could fuck you up bad.
Like, if I wanted to go on that side, I could.
I'll get there. You will be over there. I could throw you in theory. I wouldn't do that. But in theory, if I was a bad guy, I would never be in the air. Your whole body would be in the air.
That's some running shit right there.
That's, like,
that's a fact.
Stop, you can't go there. Excuse me?
Brother, for what?
Yo, Sheldon just said, did you say that shit outside?
What?
My man Chami.
Get it how you live. Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
Only reason I wouldn't want to be short is because I don't want to get picked up.
Yeah.
Too easily.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel.
Yeah.
Just anxious everywhere I am. Like, yo, somebody fucking pick my ass
as
up.
As a big man, you know.
Yo, it's just funny. Every time I go in the air, I'm like, yeah.
Like, yo, get me back on the ground ASAP.
Because, yo, when you're short and someone picks you up, it's like, bro, it's not that scary until, like, you're, like, 6 feet up. Mm-hmm. I'm already up here. Mm-hmm. And then you're lifting me up higher.
Yeah, no.
And you start
no,
turning
no.
like this. I'm like, no. Put me down.
Yeah.
Spells small and fucking. I can't do that. I can't. Yeah. I have to like walk around with an anchor. Nikki retired and got hired again.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. She's back?
I literally don't fucking know.
I hope she's retired because I think that's a good move. I think, you know, I think she should. Yo, having a family is an important thing, man. You want to put all your focus on that and do that. I respect that.
A couple bars on the little weekend bars.
Yeah.
You can make a track on the
Do
weekend.
A feature every now and then. When a band is right.
I feel like.
Yo, I feel like after having a kid, you'll have a new perspective. The music will sound different. It'll evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll get Onika back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, I think fucking even Rihanna. Take Rihanna, for example. Mm-hmm. Shout out, yo. Oh, my God. Shout out Riri, man.
It's different.
Did her Fenty launch. That went great.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna's killing shit, man.
Shout out Barbados.
But yeah, like Rihanna, I feel like she's going to come back with a different approach to music because she's been on break for so long. She's grown. She's a businesswoman now. She knows what she's doing to say, yo, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this, we're doing that. So now when she comes back, I don't expect the same like Rihanna music. I'm expecting, although she has like writers and shit like that, I'm expecting, you know.
This is supposed to be a thing album. Rihanna's been very different, like
reggae, sorry.
Through and through, like every album, she comes different. So for sure, you know that's definitely gonna happen.
I think Nikki needs a break though, because she's turning like tough guy goon and shit, pressing niggas on the internet.
Yeah, she definitely needs a break.
She needs a break, man. She's letting the shit get to her head.
Yeah,
she don't need all that.
Everybody needs a break.
Mm-hmm.
X.
Y'all see this runway show with people wearing people?
No. What the fuck?
What's that?
Yo, they're just wearing people. Look at this shit.
See if you... Nah.
It's a runway and they're wearing other people.
Why? Okay.
How do you get ready for that? How do you get... I feel like setting up is very awkward.
Bro, you just have to keep your head straight and you have to walk straight?
Bro, what? Yo,
what the fuck?
But yo, at the same time, I'd cop that.
I'd bust
that to a party and say, yo, shut the fuck up all night, bro. My friends are here.
Don't you can't wear this in the movies, though.
Yeah, you could.
Depends on a movie. Yeah. So, red carpet premiere?
Oh, my gosh.
Just take that off.
Just put it in the closet?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, put that in a fucking closet. So, can you hang that up?
Yo, y'all see my human?
Yeah, it's
who's wearing the white human?
I was fucked up.
Y'all saw them freestyles in that last vlog, baby?
Come on, man.
Jeez, Nick. Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
Man,
they didn't know.
Yo, I didn't even know.
Niggas,
it wasn't ready.
So like everybody did their thing.
Yeah,
and I can do it again.
You can go down anytime, my man. Chami the Yami in the building.
Yeah, that's
you know what time it is.
Y'all niggas always know what time it is, man. I'll freestyle battle any one of y'all niggas.
I'll freestyle upside down.
Yo, man. I'll beat the Guinness World Record for longest freestyle.
How long? Who has that right now?
I don't know. It don't matter.
Isn't it?
Google that right now.
It was like Los or King Los or some shit like that. Wasn't it?
I thought it was nah.
Longest freestyle rap.
But they had to be dropping bars.
Let's see.
I thought it was Juice.
Yeah, you got someone has to stand there and make sure the bars are like.
I need a bar checker. That show straight.
12 Guinness World Records that exist. Okay, Austin Antoine recently destroyed the former Guinness World Record for longest freestyle rap.
Yo, everybody in the comments, get me in touch with Austin. I'm trying to see about him. Fuck
bro,
is this?
Sneaker freestyle for 16 hours.
16 hours?
That's it.
Start a timer. Did he have beats?
Press
though?
It.
He has 16 hours of beats?
Let's see. I don't know. Let me read this one. Real's largest rap? What
the fuck? Largest rap?
See, now y'all making
I'm
shit.
I'm fine. Hold on.
Fuck is a large rap?
There we go. World's longest freestyle rap. He did it in 2013.
Too long. Doesn't count.
Destroyed the former Guinness World Record for longest freestyle rap by freestyling for an unprecedented 16 hours, 31 minutes, and 21 seconds. The California Institute of Arts graduate held an Indiegogo campaign to fund the attempt, promising everything from shout-outs in the freestyle to chicken and waffles in exchange for donations. The skills this guy exhibited are impressive, to say the least. Doesn't say if he did a fucking, if he had a beat on. I'm going to Google.
It doesn't say two sample bars?
It doesn't. No.
And there's no video proof.
Hold on. We going to find it. Antoine.
You a liar.
What's this nigga name?
Yo, Antoine.
Austin Antoine.
Where's the proof?
He's probably pissed off at home. He practiced so hard. Yo, what the fuck do these guys think they are, bro? No. Fuck these guys, bro.
He has to be on film.
There has
2003? Was there cameras in
2013?
13 or 3?
13.
Oh. Yeah, they had cameras.
Bro, there's nothing. I Googled
He's
it.
He's a liar.
Nah, I don't believe that. I gotta see it, man.
I gotta see it, and y'all can see it right here. I'll freestyle the whole episode. Yo, shout out to Lily Singh.
No
man.
Pausing and no repeating for longer than 3 seconds.
Who's counting that?
Come
who's
on.
Making sure? Who's making sure he doesn't say that?
Yo,
too
he
much?
Said that 10 hours
oh,
ago.
Oh, he said the.
Yo, man, shout out to Lily Singh, man. Yep. A Little Late with Lily Singh. If you guys are watching this, it premiered today, the day that we're Monday. Filming this is Monday. So it already premiered.
Oh,
man.
There's a new nigga. Wait, is it a nigga? Yeah, it's a new nigga.
Sorry, Lily. This guy's
sorry,
fucking.
Sorry.
Can you believe this guy?
Sorry. There's a new nigga, Lily. I'm sorry.
This new nigga did it in 2014. His name is Romain Armand. Okay. And he freestyled for 24 hours.
Easy.
And.
Akon and Young Jesus.
And there's footage. Should we.
Is it 24 hours long?
Nah, it's like chopped up. So he has a timer.
You a liar.
Why you did it?
Akon and Young Jesus.
I need 24 hours of footage.
True.
24 hours and 30 seconds to explain what's about to happen.
Bro, the first comment, shitty bars, but you got to do what you got to do.
That's what my shit would be. It'd be like, yo, honestly, mostly, if you stand around for a whole day, you'll like two or four times, you'd be like, ooh.
Definitely busting some Dr. Seuss.
Oh, for sure.
Cat in the hat.
Twista would have the longest record if you'd fucking slow down a bit.
Yeah. That nigga just had to calm down a little bit. Bro, too excited.
If we slow this shit down.
Nigga began way
bro,
too
his feature on fucking
everything.
Gonna be, gonna be, gonna be. That shit was 4 hours long. Yeah. If you put his 100 speed.
Put his BPMs down.
Yo, that's a fact.
Bro, I couldn't even tell you like what one bar that nigga said. Nah, he said someone's to be in the sea.
Is that him?
Yo, let's look that up. Twista overnight.
Okay, while you looking that up, shout out to Lily Singh,
Breaking
boundaries, doing crazy shit, pushing the envelope.
Pushing the envelope?
They say that, right? People push envelopes.
Who the fuck pushes
envelopes?
Y'all
never pushed an envelope before?
I've never
pushed many
heard
envelopes
that.
In my lifetime.
That's a
Lily
fucking
just pushed
saying,
the
though?
Big one. People say that.
Well, pushing boundaries? Yeah.
Yeah.
People say pushing the envelope?
Yeah, yeah. Pushing the envelope.
That's a new...
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's a new
that
one
too.
For me. I've never heard that. Well, try a little
knocking down doors.
That envelope.
Girl, wait. I see you in them apple bottom jeans. Chinchilla on your back.
When did he say that?
I thought you saw know Lily in her apple bottom jeans. Like, damn.
They still got those?
Show paying well.
Oh, you think we could do it again? Oh, you think we could do this again? We think all we right. could do it again?
Oh, first one.
Oh, you did think we could do it. Okay, that's hard as fuck.
Girl, I see you in them apple bottom. All right, let's go bar for bar.
All right.
Two bars.
Yeah, say it like Twista. All
right.
No.
Girl, I see you in the apple bottom jeans. Chilling your back.
I want to know your name.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Girl, Twista, I could blow your brains. He said, put you in the chameleon. How do you even put chameleon?
Put you, how many syllables is that?
In a bar. Actually, I just did that shit.
Chameleon 04
range. That's crazy, bro.
Still sexy when you smoke that flame.
Chicken like a chicken when you throw that thing.
Chicken be hot in the oven, but it doesn't talk. I'm in the freaking and in the oven, but it doesn't talk. I'm in the middle of 106 apart. That's
the well, where's the fucking 106 apart
part? I skipped 10 lines. I just scrolled.
You read all that just now. 106 apart.
Yo, where Antoine at, nigga?
We
it's
fucking
nothing. Nothing.
Yo, oh, god shit. Damn, nigga.
Shout out Twista one time.
Yo, how was Montreal, bro?
Oh, Montreal was
sick. How was Montreal?
Montreal was fucking sick. I couldn't even escape the tipping out there. These motherfuckers wanted all the tips.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you speak French out there, Anya, at all?
Oui.
Nice.
But I'm not having.
I'm still German.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm still German.
I think I'm
French,
German.
German.
Yeah, French. Yo, we were looking up a lot of shit, like where the names came from and shit. And there's right. like some, I'm not going to disrespect no one. Like, are the street names? Hold okay. on, my man's calling me.
Who's that?
Yo, quick question. How much do you tip?
Pause.
Zero bones.
My all fucking right, guy.
So then, we're just looking up street names. And I'm like, yo, like,
zero bones is
zero bones.
It's, yeah, for anyone that doesn't understand, it's $0. But I was just looking up street names and I'm like, yo, like, this should be called like Jermaine Richards Avenue or some shit like that. But like, everything was like Jermaine Richards, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this guy? And it was basically the first guy that found certain streets and whatnot. So or he first discovered Montreal or something like that.
Where he a liar. Yeah. I don't believe. Was he native?
No.
He a liar.
No. I want to say, guys, Sheldon taught me a very valuable lesson when I came back from Montreal. I touched down and I didn't text my mans. He knew I was coming home that day and I didn't text him. And he texted me when I landed and said, yo, like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just home chilling. He's like, oh, you're home? I'm like, the fuck? Yeah, I'm home. He's like, oh, you didn't text me? Like,
for real?
No, I'm sorry. Did I need to? No, I just want to know you're home safe. I'm like, okay, fuck.
care about my friends, you know?
Yeah, it's a good thing. But yeah. Then Jermaine came home, did the same shit. Julian landed, did the same shit. No one hit this nigga up. And he taught me a valuable lesson. I'm going to start texting
you. Don't tell me when you get home from work, nigga.
Is that not a fact?
That's a little different than a plane ride, though.
Yeah, it's a little different than a plane ride.
Statistically speaking, planes are much safer than cars. Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, it actually is.
Oh, really?
There's more niggas driving cars than flying planes.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But I hear that.
I hear that, though.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I watched Annie yesterday.
Who?
Annie.
Annie?
Annie?
Annie.
Annie?
Annie?
You guys never seen that movie?
The girl?
You say Annie. Yeah, Annie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can I hear it?
Annie,
yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie before?
Yeah. With a redhead.
Yeah, caught a glimpse.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's incredible,
I'm
man.
I'm a shawty right there, man. Shot Annie.
And I don't even fuck with musicals. Hard. But, yo, you got some slaps in that man. Motherfucker.
Yeah. I heard that new musical.
That already did Hard
Knock Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that? What do you think they say in that hook?
It's a hard knock life for us.
And hard knock life for us. What's the next line?
Status
What?
Status streetus.
And they say, hold on.
It's a hard knock life. Go ball. Yep.
Yeah, what is that line? Life.
It's a hard knock life.
No, let's hit it again.
It's a hard knock life.
It's getting higher and higher.
No, I think they say, I think they say like somewhat. Sagastritus or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right?
It's somewhere around there. You're kind of playing in the right.
Whatever
realm.
You say is about to be like, kind of close.
Well,
hold on. Let me figure it out.
Okay.
It's a hard.
It's
okay.
A hard knock life for us.
I got to hear. Let me
it's
hear.
It's a hard knock life for us. Cataprius.
You know what I mean? It could be a Caddy Prius.
Cataprius. But in the context of these orphan girls singing about how hard their life is in an orphanage, I don't think they'll be singing about a caddy.
Them niggas still have options. What do you say? Orphans can't have caddies or Priuses?
Okay. They got caddies pulling up.
All right.
I don't know what the fuck she said, though.
Anyways, what I was leading into is I thought, because I know the Jay-Z version, so I thought that they say like every day. We get kicked. Every day, we get kicked. But it says, instead of treated, we get tricked. And I did not know that.
Oh, I'm reading it now. I was like, you read it right. I said, what's Steda?
They say like, Steda.
Steda.
Yeah.
Treated. It
should be an apostrophe.
Steda, like, instead of
right track.
Oh, instead of treated,
we get tricked. Steda Prius.
You heard that?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Damn, that's a banger. Tough song.
That is a hard night. Like, banger, hey, shout out to...
Yo, that song is crazy.
Shout out to Annie.
Shout out to Jay-Z
Annie got
for that
bars,
pick.
Nigga. Bars.
That every... Yo, mad records in that movie. Yeah. It's a good movie.
The real Annie sung that song?
Yeah.
Like 19, that girl?
1987.
That's Hard Body.
Yeah.
Shout out...
106 in Park.
Woo!
Are they done? They're done, right? They're not doing it.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, they had the farewell episode and everything.
Oh, yeah, shit, I was there.
Yeah.
Bible wasn't on the finale.
I think he was.
Was he? Probably AJ and Free was on that whole.
Mr. 106. I don't think he was hosting, but I think he was there, though. Like, Mr. 106 in Park, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Feel me?
Well, nigga, I'm about to feel a chicken burger slide through my hands, homie. So if you understand what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to get up out of here. I enjoy entertaining y'all and all that, but I got to entertain my stomach because something else is going on that's very serious. I still got to shut this whole thing down, clean up, get out, go park my car, get in my car, start driving, then get Julian, then go get some food, then order. That's going to take a long-ass time, homie. Yeah. I'm finna cut it short. Say bye right now.
All right, then, look, easy as that, then. Look, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video. If y'all watching, make sure you're going out on the road and shit. You don't want to eat up your data. Speaking of data, you don't want to eat up your data. Bro, you can listen to us, bro. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play, bro. We're on Apple Music, bro. SoundCloud, all that. Mm-hmm. Get them streams on. You feel me? 4ye.ca.
Tell them.
You know what I'm saying? If everything goes right next week, them new hats are dropping. The do-rags. Somebody got some do-rags. Switching it up. Got some do-rags there.
Oof.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show to stay posted. Yo, it's your boy Jay, man. I'm out. Yeah, that's all I gotta say, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big Chocolate.
Big Chocolate.
You know what I'm saying? You dropped that Uchi Wally.
Yes, I did. New shit on my SoundCloud. Go check that out. You know what I'm saying? A little something, spur of the moment. Yeah. But it's cool.
Yeah. That boy Blacked. I was chopping it up in the vlog. I didn't know what part to put in.
Guy.
I didn't know which one to put in. Fuck with me. So put in two verses.
I appreciate that. You know? Check that out. Anyways, thanks you guys for listening.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, go watch our vlog. We're blacking out, freestyling, couldn't control ourselves. A lot of bars. Tommy went stupid. He should be a poet.
You don't even know it.
He should be a poet.
You might know it by now, though.
Yeah. Yo, drop a quick acapella bar real quick.
Quick acapella bar. I can come through and chop a fella. Rockefeller. I could really rock a fella. I took those bars from Cash. Nigga, I will rock a fella. Come through rocking my bars. I'm a Rockefeller.
Yo, I like my chips with the dip. Fuck around, take the chips from your kid.
Yeah,
try and take it away from the kid. It's not what it was, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
fuck with the kid.
And that's just how that goes. Random Order be the number one show. You niggas hating and you niggas is slow. But it's okay, cause I'm with your hoe.
And that's the quote.
Nah.
That whole thing.
Don't even wrap me up.
Oh, wow, wow,
it's
wow.
It's not Christmas Day.
Oh, shit.
Don't wrap me up.
Ooh. Yeah. I know if you go.
Come
you
through. What? Wrap him up. Yeah.
Come on, man. Yo, I come through with the new shoes. It's the new dude. Ooh. Come through with a new dude that you can cop on 4YE. Get yours, dudes.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
you're
going to have to black out. Come through, I pull the Mac out. In the street and make it black out.
I pull the Mac out, not talking computers. Y'all already know. Shout out to Luda.
Shout out to Luda.
Shout out that man real quick.
Shout out to Luda, dude.
Shout out that guy, nigga.
Shout out to Luda.
Yo, Luda did some crazy shit with his beard. It's wild. He did a lot of designs with that shit.
Oh, yeah, he did before.
Yeah, he did some crazy. Yeah. Not me, though.
Shout out to Luda. Watch Random Order. Probably on your computer.
Yo,
I'm out, man. Yo, I got a real quote from Anita. We was chilling with her the other day. We was getting to talking about some real shit. And it was so real, I wrote it down. So if y'all niggas do me two fucking favors, lend me your ears and shut the fuck up. Watch this.
It's very aggressive.
And subscribe.
Actually, hold on. Sorry. If there's parents watching this and they're like, this is what my son is watching, I can clean it up.
Yes, that's what he's been watching.
But yeah.
I mean, shit. You might hear it from someone else.
Yeah.
You're going to hear it from us.
Better hear from me, honey.
You
know
what I mean? Because I'm going to give you that knowledge with the curse words.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Let me drop this quote and let me get out your hair, bro. If you know who you are, you know who you aren't, bro. Anita.
Woo!
I'm a real nigga, shit. So I ain't a fake nigga. You feel me? Yeah.
Revenge, retaliation, eat and rip. But I want rice because I'm Haitian.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Yo, but he brushing his wings, bro.
Take a Tylenol for real, dog, and peace to my niece. My baby niece, poet. I love that girl. She know it. I used to have a fro, have braids for a couple of days.
He's disqualified. No, it doesn't count. The throne is still for the taking.
First, I gotta spray the throat.
This
is all off the tippy.
Where's the kid? Where's it?
This is all off the tippy.
Yo, shout out my mans one time, but nah. I'm coming for that. Y'all, I should freestyle for 24 hours.
Yeah. You good?
Say some shit in the comments, and we'll put Jay, 24 hours?
25 hours.
Jay will do 24 hours of freestyling.
Neutron would do ships. I wake up.
It kind of works out because people think you're twins anyway. So yeah, I guess just think about it
like that.
That's me, bro.
That was a HeadGum podcast.